What can you see outside?
Watch.
Are you sleeping?
Thomas tired.
Are you snoring? Because you're tired. You dropped it on the floor. Let's pick it up. Can you hear the rustling of that? Listen to the nice Christmas crackle. The packet crackle, but listen to the Rice Krispies. What are they saying?
Rice.
Snap.
Snap.
Crackle.
Pop.
And pop. Snap, crackle, and pop. What are they saying?
Pop.
Pop. Are they snapping?
No.
Snap. That's a little bit cheeky. Let's sit you in your high chair first. You're a cheeky boy. Right. What are snap, crackle, saying?
Yep.
Crackle and
pop.
Down. Good. You sit in your chair.
And over the bus.
Where's the bus? I'll find it for you. Let's just strap you in. Strap you into your seat. I'll put a clean bib on.
Bibbit. And that.
There you are, Rice Krispies. We've had breakfast this morning, Thomas, and Louise got dressed and got her makeup on. She's going to work. And Grandma and Grandad are coming to look after you today. But Daddy's got a day off because he worked at the weekend. So Daddy's at home as well. And then this afternoon, Demetra's coming to see you. You'll probably have a much more exciting day when it's just Mummy, you and Mummy. She's just come inside, but she's run straight upstairs. I'll get some food ready for her, I can probably bring her running back downstairs when she hears the fridge door and the tin. Rice Krispies nice, Thomas.
Nice. So nice.
And are they still making a noise?
Oh.
What are they saying?
Pop.
Pop. Christmas. you have a drink of milk and Grandma and Grandad have a cup of coffee? Birdie? No, she's not coming down.
No.
Yes?
No.
No, she's not come down, has she? Thought she would have been hungry.
Whoa.
Mir.
Ellen?
Yes?
Blue.
Blue, a blue pen. Upstairs.
Bow. Boo. No.
I bet Purdy's food doesn't go snap crackling pop when she listens to it.
Oh, soup. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, have you dropped some of it? Tea?
I don't.
It's too hot for you, Poppet. To burn. What are they saying?
To poo. What is this?
Are you bashing your spoon in the bowl? Thomas likes some more.
No, no. There.
Toast back in the machine. rest, have you? That was the toes popping up.
Jump.
Jump. Jump. It jumped up, yes.
Oh,
poor mummy. I thought you were going to share your piece of toast. And at the last minute you popped it in your mouth. You're pointing to the light saying no, 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 because I don't think the toast would jump up so high that it would hit the light. We tell you no, 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 no when you throw your ball up at the light and it hits the light.
No.
Because I don't think the toast would jump quite high enough to hit the light.
Oh, no, no, no.
Because it did jump high, didn't it?
No, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
No. Oh, I can see Sue going to work.
She's up. Bye, see you, Sue.
She's going to get in a car in a moment and drive off.
Beep, 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 beep. Sue?
We can't see very clearly this morning. Because Daddy's car's still on our drive, it's got plenty of view. She's driving out now, can you see her?
I see you.
What do you say when she goes to work?
See you. Oh, Sue, what's up?
Sue, all done, she's gone.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Playing with your football or your balloon today, you better not throw them at the light. Otherwise Daddy and Grandad and Grandma will all say no, 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 no. She's saying?
More Sue.
More Sue? No, we won't see Sue again now until this evening. She's left for work.
There's a war. Sue's a war.
Sue's gone to work.
Oh, yeah.
You are a cheeky boy.
Jack.
No, you are not having chocolate. Having toast, and then Mummy will cut up some grapes and strawberries for you.
Tea.
Mummy's tea, but it's hot. Are you blowing it to cool it down? Are you blowing it? No, it's too darling. It's too hot. You're burning now. That's right. You blow it so Mummy doesn't burn her now. Thank you. You're a good boy. It looks quite windy outside this morning. Look at the trees blowing. What's the wind doing? It's the wind whistling. Is that what it's saying? The other Sue's going to work now. Both our neighbours are called Sue.
Oh!
Is Sue in a black car going to work this morning?
Sue!
There she goes.
Is she there, Ariel?
That's both Sue's going to work.
Oh, both you?
Both Sue's.
Oh!
Yes, that's right, that's Sue with the dog that's just gone to work. Sue has three dogs.
Bandit.
She has bandit. Yes, Gambit.
And there's who?
And a puppy. We don't know the name of the puppy.
Right.
And the other Sue doesn't have any dogs, but she has a pussycat called Smokey. Don't do anything like that. Are you going to have some more toast? Pooh Bear, yes, ma'am. I've eaten some of the toast. You can see Pooh Bear on your plate.
A moo.
That's the blue sky. Going to the shops.
Oh,
no. Mummy's put jam on that piece of toast. Plum jam.
A shoe.
says the pink pig. You just knocked it off your nose, yeah. There's the bus.
And this?
Crumbs. Toast crumbs. What are you looking at? Is that the strap on the high chair?
Oh, no.
I've got a tinkle.
Oh.
Tinkle.
This?
It's Mummy scratching Thomas's back because he went for a tickle.
Oh, no. Where's Thomas come? You're getting charming in your hair, Thomas. You had a lovely bath last night and your hair was washed and all clean, and now you've got sticky jam fingers in your hair. Sticky. Sticky. Boo, 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 babe.
Boo. The book you have upstairs, Spot's book.
Book.
Spot the dog. Mm. He leaves sticky paw prints all over, doesn't he?
Oh, God.
When he comes in from outside, he leaves paw prints all over. When we feel them in the book, they're sticky. Your finger gets stuck to them.
No.
Stuck. Sticky.
Beep, beep.
Mummy's tea. Mummy's tea, was that nice?
Nice.
Right, so I'm going to wash some strawberries and grapes now.
No.
Oh, sorry about the strawberries, we've eaten those. Finished them last night for tea, I forgot them. It's just grapes, but I'll cut an apple up as well. And you can have apple and grapes. Usually bark when the customer's coming. big dogs, Linda's dogs and little dog. They're all brought up when the postman's coming, or the paper boy. You watch out for the postman. And there's your grapes.
What? Shoo!
Two letters this morning.
Two.
The postman's delivered two letters. One for Mummy and one for Daddy. Some apple.
Wait, a bit.
Where's the grapes? I mean, the grapes are still in. Mummy's just put the apple on top. Silly boy. Chewing your toast earlier on and you're crunching an apple. Is on the floor again. Whilst you're finishing your breakfast, I'm going to polish your shoes so that if you go out today, you look very smart.
bathroom?
Well, he's upstairs. Watching the windmills going round. No, would you like some more grapes? Yes, Tommy. What's my turn? What would you like? Well, when you've had your breakfast, you can play with your tray and that, can't you? Mummy's dropped the shoe polish and Thomas has dropped his spoon. Not doing very well between us, are we?
No.
No.
No!
at it, but you can't touch it. You get blue all over your hand. Blech. You'll be in a mess. Polishing these shoes. If you've been a really good boy and eaten all your apple, you can probably have one chocolate bowl from your Easter egg. What do you say to that? You had a lot of Easter eggs, didn't you?
Oh.
It's still three.
Three.
On top of the cupboard that we haven't even opened.
Oh no.
Last year, your Easter eggs, because you were a lot younger and didn't have lots of chocolate,
no,
lasted until June. But now you know a bit more about choc-choc. You're allowed a little piece every day.
That's that.
As long as you promise to brush your teeth. Chocolate buttons there. That's all.
Well,
after that, they've all gone. Perhaps Grandma or Grandad will bring some chocolate or let you have another piece later on during the day. You usually get a biscuit when Grandma comes as well, don't you?